And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to take a musical trip to Persia and to some other distant lands, listen to the cello, hear from some dream girls, and celebrate World Whale Day. The cello is a bowed string instrument consisting of four strings tuned in perfect fifths, and is a member of the violin family of musical instruments. It came into being in the 16th century and is the second largest bowed string instrument in the modern symphony orchestra behind the double bass. My friend Brian here on Catalina owns and plays a cello, which I find fairly impressive. And so for Brian, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about the cello, beginning with Joe Venuti and his Blue Four.
Thank you. Mercy on me, goodness gracious, hear him, please.
from my friend Brian, that fellow with the cello on Catalina Island, from a single-sided Victor 78 waxed April 4th, 1911. That was Billy Murray and the American Quartet with That Fellow with the Cello Rag, written by Victor H. Smalley, who also wrote That Lovin' Rag and That Fussy Rag. That Fellow with the Cello Rag was preceded by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra with Mellow Cello, recorded February 2, 1921. Mellow Cello was written by Neil Moret, and we'll hear another of his compositions in the next set. Mellow Cello was a very popular tune and was also recorded by Sam Lannon, Joseph Samuel's Orchestra, Joseph M. Necht, and Erdodes Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. Violinist, arranger, conductor, and composer Leo Erdodes was born in Chicago in 1888 and studied and worked in Europe during the early part of his career. In 1921 and 22, he made nearly three dozen dance band sides, primarily for OK as Erdodes' famous orchestra, and his concert orchestra was heard on radio, but he was better known for his movie credits in the 1940s. Often credited with the single name Erdodes, he was nominated for an Oscar, along with Ferdy Groffet, for their work as musical directors on Joseph H. Lewis's Minstrel Man. There's a J. Erdodes listed as a session supervisor for several Nat Shilkret recordings in November of 1929, but I don't know if he's related. The name cello is an abbreviation of the Italian violoncello, and as was customary at the turn of the 20th century, cello in those two song titles carries an apostrophe indicating the six missing prefix letters. Now it's customary to use the name cello without the apostrophe, but it was still used in the title of the record which started off that cello set, Joe Venuti and his Blue Four with Mellow as a Cello, recorded a decade or two after the other two records, on March 20, 1935. Mellow as a Cello was written by Adrian Rollini, who played bass sax and vibraphone in that recording, and Adrian's brother Art is the clarinetist. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On each show for the past several weeks, I've played records by the Anglo-Persians. No, I'm not going to play another one by them this week, but we are going to take a musical trip to Persia via rug, courtesy of Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Larry Clinton and his orchestra, February 11, 1938, with a very Raymond Scott-esque Larry Clinton composition, Strictly for the Persians. Before that, it was duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman with Say Persiana Say, recorded 2222, February 2, 1922. Say Persiana Say was written by Willie White, who also brought us I Wish There Was a Wireless to Heaven, Then Mama Would Not Seem So Far Away, Oh How I Laugh When I Think How I Cried About You, and I'd Like to Be a Monkey in the Zoo.
What?
That's right, I'd Like to Be a Monkey in the Zoo. We begin that Persian set with Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Persian Rug, recorded March 7, 1928. Persian Rug was written by Neil Moret, whose real name was Charles Daniels, and who, along with Gus Kahn, wrote Chloe, Song of the Swamp. Persian Rug was also recorded by the Dorsey Brothers and the Louisiana Sugar Babes, Fats Waller on organ and James P. Johnson on piano. I have a clarification and a correction to make from last week's show. I thought I made a mistake once, but I was wrong. I played Bye Bye Baby by Naylor's Seven Aces and said it was written by Rube Bloom and some guy named Motson. Well, in the first place, it wasn't written by Rube Bloom, but Marty Bloom, and I couldn't find Motson because I had the spelling wrong. The Motson was Otto Motson, M-O-T-Z-A-N, composer of a number of tunes in the late teens and early 20s, including The Crocodile, Bright Eyes, Once in a Blue Moon, and Where Are You, Dream Girl. So, with thanks to listener Rich in Illinois for setting me straight on Otto Motson, and with apologies to Marty Bloom, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about dream girls, beginning with Blue Steel and his orchestra.
Thank you.
on my pigtail, I dream of you till dawning. Love early in the morning. Only the dream is gone. China boy, so forlorn. Hong Kong dream girl, goodbye.
Thank you. to hold you close to my heart, for we'll never part, you're mine, my darling. Years when we planned, as hand in hand, we would wander through our love's shady lane. Then once again I'd know that no matter how the years may pass, dear, you will think of me. And when we get old and gray together, there's no one you can see but me, dear. Love has its charms in your dear arms. Life will always seem a wonderful dream when I am with you again.
Lou Gold and his orchestra with Paul Small taking the vocal honors on Dream Girl of Mine from November 18, 1930. This Dream Girl of Mine was written by Lou Gold and is not to be confused with the 1913 Dream Girl of Mine, written and performed by Chauncey Olcott with the tune by Cassius Freebaum. That Dream Girl of Mine was featured in the musical Chamine Dhu, which opened at the Grand Opera House on February 2, 1914, and closed after just 32 performances. Paul Small was preceded by the Knickerbockers with a vocal by Larry Murphy and the musical question, Where Are You, Dream Girl? From July 2, 1929. Where Are You, Dream Girl? Was written by Benny Davis with the tune by Billy Frisch and Otto Mattson. Before that, it was the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra with a fun record, Hong Kong Dream Girl, with the vocal by Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders on August 7, 1925. Hong Kong Dream Girl was written by George E. Springer and Harry Barris. We started that Dream Girl set with Blue Steel and his orchestra with Because You Are My Dream Girl. The vocalist was Bob Nolan, who shouldn't have had any trouble remembering the words to that song because he wrote them. That was recorded in the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee on February 10, 1928 by Victor, and the trumpeter in the band was Goof Morrison. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. For no particular reason, we're going to take a musical journey to a number of different lands, beginning with the land of jazz, courtesy of Ted Lewis and his band.
What a battle, what a row, started something boy and how, you know. When we'd play the blues, music masters called us mad. They said our jazz was worse than bad, I'll say, but we changed their views. Now you know when the music men would run away, when they heard us play syncopation in the land of jazz. And like as not, it got so hot, it made them change when they found the strange fascination, yes sir, that a jazz band has. That rat-tat-tat on the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell, and they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east, west is west, the world confessed that when they found the best inspiration in the land of jazz, you know. They pounded us with tons of Chopin and with hits from Liszt, booming bits of Wagner. No man thought we could resist. But their big guns seemed to totter when we stole their stuff. Why, we shot it at them hot and then hotter. Oh, boy, we made it tough. Then we plastered them with syncopation, mastered them with brains, till we had each hostile nation captured with our strains. And now they're dancing to our rhythm, each old highbrow has melodies that is taken with him from the land of jazz. That rat-tat-tat on the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell how they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east and west is west, the world confessed that they found the best inspiration in the land, a land, a land of jazz.
Thank you.
From an Edison disc waxed February 6, 1923, the Atlantic Dance Orchestra within the Land of Smiling Waters. Norman Coombs composed the tune, and there are lyrics which were written by Frank Oliver. And you gotta love any record with slide whistle in it. Before that, from August of 1920, it was the All-Star Trio, George Hamilton Green on xylophone, Victor Arden on piano, and Wheeler Wadsworth on saxophone, with In the Land of Rice and Tea. In the Land of Rice and Tea was written by Charlie Strait and Paul Bees, who recorded it along with Roy Bargy on piano, but apparently Victor chose not to issue it. That was preceded by Isham Jones and his orchestra with In the Land of Shady Palm Trees. In the Land of Shady Palm Trees was written by Abe Lyman, Gus Arnheim, and Arthur Freed, and recorded April 24, 1924. Isham Jones also recorded In the Land of Smiling Waters a couple of months later. We started off with Ted Lewis and his band recording in Los Angeles on May 30, 1929, and In the Land of Jazz. In the Land of Jazz was written by J. Kieran Brennan with the music by Ray Perkins. J. Kieran Brennan wrote a number of Irish songs, including Somewhere in Ireland, Tis an Irish Girl I Love, You Brought Ireland Right Over to Me, and A Little Bit of Heaven, which was recorded by the Shannon Quartet, and which just happens to be available on a CD of the same name on Rivermont Records, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes. The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, Early Barbershop Quartet Recordings 1925 to 1928, presents most of the group's electrical recordings from the late 20s, and is available, along with all of Rivermont's other fine vintage and contemporary recordings, at www.rivermontrecords.com. If you don't already have it, you can hear audio samples and order it at rivermontrecords.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I have a lot of friends in Maui, former colleagues who now work for the Pacific Whale Foundation. And one of these days I'm going to take them up on their offers and show up on the island. But yesterday, February 16th, was World Whale Day, hosted by the nonprofit Pacific Whale Foundation, to celebrate and honor the humpback whales that come to Maui each winter. So with best wishes to Damar, Heidi, Benjamin, Ben, Thomas, and Mad Dog, here are a couple of rapidly rotating records about whales, beginning with the Blue Rhythm Syncopators.
Thank you. can make the jellyfish shake and make the sharks grow pale. It's the undersea public enemy called Monstro the Whale. Weak fish cry and halibut sigh if he just flips his tail. Both are out of breath and they're scared to death of Monstro the Whale. Where all his crimes laid end to end, they would stretch from Maine to Barcelona. He's the whale that swallowed the whale, that swallowed the whale, that swallowed Jonah. Look out for him whenever you swim and forward all your mail. Better have it come to the tummy tum tum of Monstro the Whale.
Off the island of Bermuda, Monstro ate a barracuda. Indigestion laid him low, he's off the seafood. Yes, sir, now he thinks there's nothing finer than a great big ocean liner. He just takes them as they come and he washes them down with a barrel of rum.
Oh, 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 and a barrel of rum.
Oh, my, many brave hearts are asleep. Oh, 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 my, the poor sailor's widows who weep. Were all his crimes laid end to end, they would stretch from Maine to Barcelona.
Or he's the whale that swallowed the whale, that swallowed the whale that swallowed Jonah.
Look out for him whenever you swim and forward all your mail.
Better have it come to the tummy tum tum of Monstro the Whale.
With best wishes to all my friends at the Pacific Whale Foundation, that was Ted Weems and his orchestra and Monstro the Whale. Monstro being the whale in Walt Disney's Pinocchio, which swallows Pinocchio's father, Geppetto. That Decca 78 is from October 4th, 1939, and the vocal was by Red Ingle and Marvell Maxwell. We started that whale of a set with the Blue Ribbon Syncopators and Whale Dip, written by Hurley Dimer, drummer in the band. The Blue Ribbon Syncopators were a seven-piece working band in the Buffalo, New York area. They recorded only six sides, two for OK and four for Columbia. The four Columbia sides, including Whale Dip, were all recorded in a single session on April 29, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.